Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. In moving from one residence to another following my retirement as the ordinary of the Diocese of Columbus, I had to move a rather substantial number of books. I won't tell you the precise number because I'm kind of embarrassed by the fact that that probably represented 90% of my luggage as I moved into a new place. But it also became an opportunity for me to go through them, to decide which books I would want to keep, those that I would neglect and maybe give away. Obviously, this is sometimes a very painful process for me. But in the way of doing this, I came upon a small book that was written by the German Catholic philosopher Josef Pieper. He published the book in 1954. And the minute I saw the cover, I was stirred by how deeply that book had affected me. He entitled the book, The End of Time. It was a meditation on the meaning of time and on the nature of human history. And in the book, he begins by telling us that when we use the term end, it has really a double meaning. It can mean finality. That is, something simply stops. It ends. But in English and also in the original German, end can also mean purpose. What was the end of time? What was the end of history? And of course, Josef Pieper was preparing to talk about how time presses on toward a particular goal. And the end of time, meaning not only the second coming of Jesus Christ and the end of all history, all movement, all time, it will also be a revelation of the reality, the meaning of the time that has passed us. It's a wonderful little book. I know it has long been out of print, and I was fortunate enough many years ago to come upon it in a used bookshop, and it was almost as if it leapt off the shelf into my hand. But I learned a rather clever trick that in a used and secondhand bookshop, you never show excitement about a book before you ask the price. And so I gathered maybe three or four other books and hid Josef Pieper's in between before I purchased it. Now, I hope this is not simply a terrible example of shrewdness, but of course we are to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. So I never mentioned a word. But that book, when I started to read it, I read it within a couple of hours, awakened my awareness and consciousness of a profoundly Christian attitude toward history and the reality of the time through which we passed, that every moment in that time, although it seems passing and that's how we experience time, is in fact immediate to the eternity of God. And therefore, being immediate to the eternity of God, every moment has meaning for us. Now, it's remarkable that that book on my shelf reminded me that this is coming very close to the conclusion of our liturgical calendar. And you may notice that in the readings now, our attention is being led more and more to the end of time, to the second coming of Jesus Christ, as we, in a sense, conclude it with the celebration of the great feast of Christ the King. And in considering the end of time, we think not only of the finality, but we also think of how that finality is giving meaning to our days, our time, our moments here and now. Now, of course, consideration of the end times has been a particularly strong attraction for Christians in the United States. We've had a history of predictions of the second coming, of examination of the biblical evidence for it, trying to plot it out to particular times, places, and dates. But despite all of these false starts, which are, of course, a direct contradiction to what Jesus tells us, that no one knows those days, but only the Father. Despite these false starts, we should not neglect the reality of that article of our faith, nor how it is going to shape the way we live here and now. And in a sense, to realize our end, both the finality and our purpose, is really our beginning. Our beginning to the awakening of who we are and where we are going and what is the gift of time given us in order to achieve both that self-knowledge, the recognition of the truth of God, and in fact to process toward that purpose and that end that is really the fate of all human persons. And we realize that in the end of time, in those final days when all things will be revealed, that we will witness the conclusion of a great divine drama that began with the creation of the universe and all that is contained therein from nothing, which was not simply a creation, it was a salvation from non-existence. And, in fact, the conclusion of the great drama of the Incarnation, in which the Son of God became very part of the creation that was made through him and transforming all things that he touched. And in the end, we will come to understand the meaning of all that had occurred within that history. It will take us, of course, all of eternity to understand it fully. But at that moment, we won't have time on our hands. So as we think of the end of time and we look back at history, and we reflect deeply on that, and in prayer, we might begin to discern how throughout all of those days of human history, there was a wonderful luminous thread that goes through it, that was a demonstration of the hand of God, his providence, within our lives, within the life of the world. It is remarkable how certain events occurred at particular times, and they represented a turning. They represented a new opportunity, and they were not merely coincidences. Or as a French writer wrote, there is no such thing as a coincidence. There are merely events in which God wishes to remain anonymous. And we look back in retrospect and we notice that luminous thread being drawn by the hand of God through our human history, gathering the relevant details and facts to it. And I think it is incumbent upon Christians who are called to discern certain of these events, to live their lives so as to be grasped by those moments that God wishes to reveal to us, those moments in which God's hand is guiding us. There was a statement from a rather important German statesman, won't mention his name because he sometimes had a very bad reputation, but he said, my only hope is that in living in this world, I will be granted to hear the rustle of the robe of God passing through history and given the strength to grasp its hem. And that really is a rather Christian thing. It need not be presumptuous, but it does require discernment and reflection. And understanding that knowing our end can be the beginning of our true life. We realize that knowing the purpose of our lives allows us to make here and now correct choices. How do the choices we make assist us in achieving the end, the purpose of our lives? How are some impediments to it? It allows us also freedom from simply passing fashions. Those who would tell us this is the meaning, that is the meaning. No, we can be free and liberated from those who simply darken our understanding or confuse our consciousness. But we are called every day of our lives to live in the presence of Christ, who is among us now in his risen form through sacraments and in prayer. And we are allowed to do the work of our own time, fulfilling our own particular responsibilities in this world, with the awareness that each moment of our life, being immediate to eternity of God, as we work our own responsibilities in the Spirit of Christ, we become aware of their ultimate meaning and purpose that will be fully developed in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For so often in achieving and striving to achieve the purpose of our life, we find that the accumulation of small acts of doing the good is a profound contribution to realizing that good for all eternity. And an aspect of that accumulation of small acts of the good, and with the large events of our life, we realize that throughout the time we have, it is fundamental for us to give witness to the truth of God as against the false gods of any age. And this is why we honor the martyrs who offered their life here on earth as a statement of the profound hope of life eternal. For what happens here on earth is not the end of the story. The end of the story is the victory of Jesus Christ and the offer of eternal life.